Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It is time for our Power Rankings, where we tell you who we think the worst team in the league is, and then our five best. I've been all over the board with the worst team in the league. Last week, I kind of gave it to the Raiders just because they're bad, but they hadn't gotten it from me. And I'm trying to be an equal you-suck employer. Patriots have gotten it. Browns, Panthers, Titans, Saints, Jacksonville, Giants, Raiders. This week, I got to give it to who is the worst. And the worst team in the league is the New York Giants.
You suck!
Going back to Tommy DeVito this week. So, are ticket sales still going to be high for people to watch the Ravens when it's Tommy DeVito? Or is this going to be a very Baltimore Ravens-heavy crowd? I have to imagine it will be.
Yeah, it's not a far drive. 4 hours, four and a half, depending on what time you leave.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
I actually still think there's going to be a faithful Giants contingency out there. Simply because of that Tommy DeVito factor. So you'll see a lot of the cutlets.
Lauren's worn off.
You'll see a lot of the cutlets. You'll see a lot of the stupid hats, the hand gestures. But that crowd will be thinned out by halftime.
Last year, Tommy DeVito had some staying power. This year, the excitement around him has lasted. Oh, jeez.
Way to stick the landing there.
This year, the excitement around him hasn't even lasted as long as the flavor from a stick of Fruit Stripe. Fruit Stripe gum.
Yeah, I get the reference.
It loses flavor quickly.
Oh, I know.
Gum but of the 90s.
I'm just upset that I made you clean it up and that was the payoff.
Well, you know, Fruit Stripe gum flavor jokes don't land like they used to back in the heyday of the 1900s.
A very random fun fact, I dressed up as the Fruit Stripe Zebra for Halloween when I was 9.
That's funny. That's funny.
My best costume, and it all went downhill after that. I don't even do Halloween anymore. But yeah.
That's a shame.
I concur, by the way. We'll move these rankings along.
Did I ever tell you about the best costume I ever saw?
Sure.
We went to a costume contest, and there was a guy, it was right after Michael Jackson died. And so the guy was Michael Jackson in a coffin, okay? And we're at a bar, and he's in this coffin the whole night. Like, you can go up and look at him and poke him, and he's not moving. 4 hours, he's not moving. The moment Thriller comes on, he gets up, does the whole dance. Goes back to the coffin.
That's so good.
Won $200.
So why go to the party?
He won $200.
Are you sure he wasn't asleep?
I don't know. All right, who's your worst team?
The worst is this segment, but I'm going to also go with the Giants.
You suck!
I was at the game. I sent you the video of my tailgate, and my setup was great. You know, I have all the bells and whistles.
Nobody there.
I've never seen the parking lot so dead. There was no life. There was no energy. People really just came because the tickets were so cheap. I was upset in the second half. Number one, my alcohol started to wear off. But number two, the Giants had a chance to tie the game. And I'm like, what the hell are we doing? I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. No, no. You know, throw it away. Do something. When that kick got blocked, I jumped and cheered louder than I did for the two Super Bowl championships that I witnessed combined. I was so happy that the tank is still on track. They better not mess around and win another game. But the Giants, you suck.
You suck.
All right, our top five. I'm going to start at... How about I start at number five?
Number five.
Last week it was Lions, Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, Vikings. From one to five. It's those same five teams in a different order. The Vikings are five. I still don't know that they are Super Bowl good enough, but they're certainly good enough to be considered a top five team in the league. They stay at five. Number four.
Number four.
The other teams won. They lost. They get knocked down to four, the Buffalo Bills. Number three.
Number three.
I've got the Philadelphia Eagles. And we may go a little deeper into what their disastrous week has been, even though it maybe hasn't been a disastrous week. But even if you're the Eagles, look, I think 2023 looms large. If there's any sign of dissension or any sign of mutiny, you got to take it more serious than you maybe would because last year got so bad. Number two.
Number two.
Detroit. I've had them at number one for the last 3 weeks, but I'm going back at number one.
Number one.
I'm going back to the Chiefs. And like I said, if every one score game that they were in was flipped, they'd be 2-10. They're probably 8 or 9 plays away from being 2-10. So are they better than the Lions? Are they better than the Eagles? Are they better than the Bills? Are they better than the Vikings? You know what I would say to you right now? I would probably say they're not. So why are they number one? Because you put them on a field with any of those teams and they find a way to win. And so they're the best. And I can't stop it anymore. So the Chiefs, for me, are number one, followed by the Lions, Eagles, Bills, and Vikings. Carlos.
All right, so I'll go in reverse order over here. My rankings haven't changed that much from last week, like yours. Slightly different order. I still have the Detroit Lions at number one. They can beat the doors off of everybody. I don't think there's any stopping them this year. And then watch them lose in the first round of the playoffs because I just mushed them for whatever reason. I hope that's not the case. They suffered long enough. And if they can win, it'll give the Giants, who are now the new Detroit Lions, some hope. Matter of fact, I won't even say that. Because the Detroit Lions are the Detroit Lions. The Giants are the Detroit Lions of old. Mm. So Detroit is number one. Philadelphia, number two. They were at three last week for me. Despite the drama that's completely manufactured by the media, I think the Eagles are obviously one of the most sound teams in the NFL, both offensively and defensively. Forget whatever A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts beef supposedly exists. Brandon Graham probably get cut at the end of the year. The Bills move down to three. I do like that they put up points against the Rams. I didn't like that they lost. So they have to go down a ranking, but I'm not going to penalize them too much. Number four, the Minnesota Vikings. They were here last week. They really didn't do anything to change my mind. This is that week off of college football. They didn't get an extra game. They're just there, so they don't move. I like the Vikings at four. Number five, last week was the Kansas City Chiefs. This week, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Pittsburgh is... playing in a way that none of us thought this season coming into it. We thought this was going to be another floundering 7-win, 8-win team, 9-win because of the extra game. Mike Tomlin's never finished under 500 in a season. So we thought he would just kind of sweat it out to get to 8-9 wins. No, they're a 10-win team, and they've done it on the arms of Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. I think we need to start taking them seriously. I don't like what's going on with the whole George Pickens thing, but they're still, to me, eye test, a better team than what Kansas City's putting out. Kansas City's at 6. I can't stand this one possession games. You're letting teams hang around way too long. I'm out. You're in on them? Cool. I'm officially, finally out on the
Chiefs. My number one team's not in your top 5?
No.
Well,
I'm done with them. So, again, Detroit 1, Philadelphia 2, Buffalo 3, Minnesota 4, and Pittsburgh at 5.